What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Juice Box. I'm your host, Coach John Willis, and I surely appreciate you all for joining me today. We're coming to you live. Today's episode is going to be entitled 100%, and it's really a mental challenge today, and we're going to really call to action. Before we get started, we definitely want to thank our sponsors. First off, the CJW Company, Max Hoops, Dr. Bethany Nutrition, Leadership Surge, Convoy Basketball, and always the Juice University. So let's get rolling. Today's episode is 100%. And what I want to talk to you about is 100% of people and how there are four different levels and most people live at the 85% mark. So 85% of people live and operate in that zone, that 85% zone, where your natural athletic ability, or your natural mental capacity, it's been just good enough for you to be, picked first or second when picking teams, throughout elementary school, or you may have been a starter throughout high school, or you may have made the varsity team as a freshman or as a sophomore, or maybe swung varsity for a bit and then started, and you may have gone and because math has come easy to you, you may have majored in math or always done well in math type courses because you've understood that relatively easily. So the whole point is that 85% of people operate in a area that is comfortable for them. And that's why 85% of people stay. So that's just what they choose to do. Then the next set of people operate in what's called the matrix. And there's not a lot of people that does this, that can get to the matrix. See, the matrix represents that group of people that's from 86 to 93%. It's only about 7% of people who can operate in the matrix. And the key to operating in the matrix is this. So you have to understand time and distance. You got to understand spacing and distance and timing. So you have to understand the how and the why so that you can anticipate the what. I'll say that again. When we're talking about being in the matrix, people that are in the matrix, people that are in the matrix understand the how and the why so they can better anticipate the what. In the game of basketball, we talk about being in the matrix or playing the game in the matrix. And what that means is simply the game slows down for you. The game slows down for you and you play the game better because it's like the game is moving at a much slower pace for you. So this is when you start to think the game of basketball because you understand how a defense rotates. Then you understand why, somebody may slide over here to their left. Or if you know that a team is trapping on ball screens, then you understand how a trap on a ball screen works. And why are they doing that? Because they want to get the ball out of somebody's hands. So therefore, you can anticipate the trap coming so then you can slip the screen or you can pass it fast before the trap comes. See, once you understand the why and the how, you can anticipate the what or the what to do next. That's why players that play the game of basketball in the matrix seems like they make the game look so much easier and it look like they're moving in slow motion. Well, the truth is they're moving really fast and they're really high level thinkers, But the game is moving slow for them. Translation to life. How can you operate in the matrix in your life? If you understand the why and the how, then you can better anticipate the what. If you understand as a farmer, if you can understand how seasons change, if you can understand that I must plant and harvest my crop before the rainy season comes. Why is that? Because once the rainy season comes, it's too late and my crop will drown. So because of that, you can anticipate that and you can harvest before the rain starts, or create a calendar or a farmer's almanac. Only about 7% of people can do this, operating in the matrix. Now, so we're up to a 93% of people. There's another 5%. There's another 5%, and that 5%, what they do is quite special. Not only does this 5% look out and say, I'm going to compete on my natural abilities, I'm going to get into the matrix, they're thinking the game, but this next 5% is looking for a competitive edge. See, they understand that I don't have to beat you in order to win. This 5% of people understand that I'm competing against myself. I'm competing to be the best version of me. So once you understand that what somebody else does really does not matter, what you accomplish has no bearing on me. I'm competing to be my best. And this is hard because of the society that we live in is very heavy on comparison. You know, oftentimes we're like, oh, well, I drive this car, or no, you drive that car, or what year's your car, or how many bedrooms does your house have, or what's your title at your job? And it's all this comparing to somebody else. When in actuality, the true success is being able to be the best version of yourself and getting all of your own pieces to align. You have to refer back to the puzzles episode to understand that reference. But think about it. When you get to the point where you're just competing against you, to where what the next person does doesn't matter. You know, in the house building episode, we talk about how two people are building a house and one person spent more time digging to get to the solid rock bottom. And while you're digging to get to a solid rock bottom, that means you're having to till up and you're having to break up some dirt and get rid of some things that are not solid, which means at some point it's going to look like there's just a hole in your yard. At some point there's going to look like there's a hole in your yard. And if you're not careful, you will watch the person who's building a house right next door to you, because they may not have dug as deep as you are. So because they didn't dig as deep as you did, they start bringing in windows and doors and putting trim up on the house while you still have a hole. And if you're not careful, then you will get jealous. You will find yourself in a state of panic, because now you're like, well, why don't I have doors? Why don't I have trim? Why don't I have windows? I just have a hole in my yard. When in actuality, you needed to get to a solid foundation. In other words, you needed to get rid of some other stuff that was going to cause your house to fall or to sink anyway. So if you're going to be a part of this 5%, you got to get to the point where you realize that the only competition you have in life is really yourself. That's it. Because does it really matter if you run a race and you beat the next person? And you run faster than they run, but you didn't run your fastest. You didn't run your best. See, that's that level of 5% is It's the people who compete for the competitive edge so that they can be their best in a sporting matter or in life right now. What I'm looking at is changing my diet. And I'm looking at changing my diet to go more plant-based. And you may say, well, Coach, why are you willing to do that at this point in your life? I mean, you're 30. I'm 36 years old. I've been eating meat and animal products my whole life. But at 36, now I'm thinking of going as plant-based as often as I can because I see the value in it. I see how it allows my blood vessels to stay open to allow blood to flow freely. Well, if my blood can flow freely, then I'm less likely, number one, to gain weight. I'm gonna lose some weight as I'm down 8 pounds right now. I'm less likely to have heart failure. I'm less likely to have clogged arteries or high cholesterol. You know, there's so many things that I'm less likely to have if I can facilitate healthy blood flow through my body. So to me, it's a no-brainer. Back to this 100%. So hopefully everybody understands that right now we've gotten three levels covered right now. We have that 85% who operates in their natural abilities. We have the next 7% who operates in the matrix. We have another 5% of people who actively search for that competitive edge and realize that I'm really competing against the best version. I'm really competing against me to be the best version of myself. And that last percentage of people, that last 3% of people, that last 3% of people operate at a level of mastery. They operate at a level of mastery and mental control. That's that mental toughness. It takes 10,000 hours of practicing something to master it. Are you mastering your decision making? Mastering your finances, mastering your diet, mastering your time with your family, mastering your time with your children, mastering your passion, mastering what you're doing to create and give something to the community. Because I have a company, I have several companies. You know, this was my first year branching out for a whole year in entrepreneurship. And I have the CJW company, which is Coach John Willis. I do motivational speaking. I have this podcast, The Juice Box. I have The Juice University. I started a online school. I wrote a book that's called Push. You can get a copy of that today at www.coachjohnwillis.com. Yes, I have to plug myself, but the truth is I did not master it. I did not reach that 2% for whatever reason. Now, I was successful from a financial standpoint. I doubled my profits from last year to this year. However, I didn't make enough money off of it so that's all that I have to do for work, because I let whatever get in the way for me promoting the business harder, for me having more speaking engagements, for whatever the I allowed excuses or whatever the case may be to hinder that, to get in the way of it. So I'm striving to get better as well. Please understand that when I talk to you about these topics, I'm not coming to you from a place of somebody who has it all figured out. I'm coming to you from a place of somebody who needs to get better also. Do I have that relentless approach to my company? Not like I should. I really...
Okay. We're back. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened to the audio there. But as I was saying, that relentless pursuit of don't take no for an answer, and you can do anything, do whatever it takes to accomplish that goal. That's something that I'm striving to have. in business. So I hope that that makes sense. Thank you for listening. Before you go, I do want to leave our inspirational moment. And it's just a simple thought. You know, if you're spending more time and more money taking care of a vehicle than you are time and money into your body, I really want to challenge that way of thinking. Because a vehicle depreciates in value the day you drive it off the lot. You can be hit, the car can be totaled at any given time. Your car can be wrecked and you not even be driving. There are hurricanes, they can hail, many things can happen to your vehicle. But if you're willing to spend more time and more money into your vehicle than you are your body, then what does that say? Because if you put the time and the money and invest in your body, you only get one of those. You can't just go down to the car lot, buy another body. I'm gonna plug eating better, getting more rest. Take time to know what you're eating, why you're eating it, how it affects the environment. I'm not gonna tell you to go plant-based. I'm not gonna tell you to eat animal products. What I am gonna tell you is to do your homework and know why you're eating what you're eating, why you're doing what you're doing. Because I personally feel that there's a lot of brainwashing that's been going on. So let's get better. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. As always, if you have any questions, please reach out. Let us know your feedback for the show. You can find us on Instagram, coach_John_Willis. Or at mo_minutes. Or you can find us on the website, www.coachjohnwillis.com. Or you shoot me an email, coachjohnwillis@gmail.com. That's coachjohnwillis@gmail.com. Or on Twitter, at @coachj_Willis. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. And we are also celebrating the fact that we have reached 1,000 listeners. So for all of you and that 1,000 that have listened, I know I spoke to this earlier, all of you and that 1,000 that have listened, thank you for your participation. And we hope that you tell somebody about the show. Until then, grace and peace. I love you, Kai. Love you, Preston. Love you, E. All right, we're gone.